It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. As a nutritionist practicing therapeutic nutrition, I believe adults change on healthy habits when they understand what will happen to their health if they continue the behavior. So if you're a pop drinker, or if you're a part of a family with after-school activities that find yourself doing family dining in your car from the local fast food joint, then turn up the dial. Now, we are not, yes, I say not, giving away $1,000 in cash like Gloria and Julia, but we will be giving away information worth much more than $1,000. Life-saving, priceless information. So our co-host today is Wendy Cates Dancer. Wendy's a registered nurse, a nutrition educator, a nutrition counselor, and sees clients in our White Bear office and also in our St. Paul office. And Wendy, I'm putting you on the spot right now.
Okie doke.
So when was the last time you either had a regular soda or a diet soda?
I would say it had to, it's probably 10 years ago. 10 years ago.
Okay. And you can't even remember that far back.
I can't. It was like either 8 to 10 years, but I choose not to have soda, and not even once a month, because one soda leads to another. And I found, you know, like when I did Weight Watchers like 7 times, my energy would tank in the afternoon, and I would go and have like one diet soda.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd come back up and I could work. The next day I'd go and have another diet soda. The third day, I was getting a diet soda and a Snickers bar. And I was off and running. I can't do that. It's just too addictive to me. It's like smoking or drinking alcohol.
Yep. It's just one leads to another, doesn't it?
It sure does.
So, you know, we understand that soda for many has this addictive quality. And later in the show, we will address some of the addictive natures of soda and really how to support your body and your brain so you can reduce your consumption if you want to do that. So,
and
I would think by the time we get done with this show,
many people
everybody's going to want to reduce their consumption.
So we have the pleasure today of having Anna Durhak here. Anna is completing her master's degree in nutrition that will qualify her to become a licensed nutritionist in the state of Minnesota. And Anna is a mother of two very young girls.
Very young.
Very young. In fact, we had the privilege of going through both of your pregnancies, didn't we, Anna?
Yes. Thank the Lord. Because those girls would not be as healthy as they are today.
And Anna, you also see clients at our Wyzetta office, and you teach the Weight and Wellness series, which was, I understand, the last time was the biggest class we've ever had.
Yes, it was.
Right?
30-some
mm-hmm. people?
35, yep.
And I personally have had some of your clients from that class, and they just rave about what a wonderful job you do. So
that's good. I love,
they love you.
We hear it all the time now, Anna. Isn't that great?
That is good. People like me. Well, I am very busy. Finished up my master's, all my wonderful girls, and let's not forget my husband Russ, who has his own chiropractic office, who I help now and then in Brooklyn Park. So,
and I remember Russ, you know, and I just want everybody to know, Anna and I started out teaching together. Do you remember when we did our first class?
Yes.
And there was Russ sitting with a bunch of our friends, and we practiced.
Yes.
We practiced on Russ and our friends.
And he tried to critique us.
Which didn't go over very well.
No, never does.
But thanks, thanks to him.
Yes.
So, you know, when you're looking at, you know, all the nutritional information now that, Anna, you know, how do you do it? I mean, how do you keep feeding your kids and, you know?
With going to school, two little girls.
I just make time. And I know the biggest thing is planning. I mean, and not having that junk in the house. I think that's the biggest issue, because then they're not even going to ask for it. I mean, that's the biggest thing with kids too. And if they, you know, they don't know what it tastes like, they're not going to miss it.
So. That's right.
So you don't have your little girl asking for cookies and...
No, and, unless she's at Grandpa's, and I've talked to him about that.
Well, you know, I think we know that a lot of people with your kind of schedule would kind of fall into that fast food trap. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so easy, isn't it?
It is.
Very easy.
And then they're looking for something else, like, you know, a soda. So, you know, to give them a little bit of energy and... You know, and that ends up being really short-lived, because it pops your energy up and then it leaves you exhausted and kind of shaky afterwards.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, as you were talking, Dar, I was even, you know, thinking about Anna and how busy she is, and that's a trap.
Yes.
But also, just the way we live is a trap. And I've started telling my classes, you know, it's not your fault, but we need to pay attention, because, you know, you walk through any supermarket and look at anybody's grocery cart, And 9 times out of 10, what you're going to see is like 2 cases of pop.
Pop, yep.
And I mean, it's cheaper than bottled water, for heaven's sakes.
Yes.
And then you see a bunch of bags of chips and maybe, if you're lucky, some vegetables and some fruit.
Probably more boxes, though.
Yeah, probably.
You know, I mean, this is just, it's a way of life for people. And, you know, I'm so glad we're here. You know, people need to wake up.
Yep. Right, exactly.
We need to connect the dots, not only on how... good real food is for us, but how harmful. And I know we spend a lot of time talking about how harmful these things are, but they are. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we need to have these conversations.
So that's what we're doing today. We're just kind of connecting the dots for what some of this soda does to people and why maybe it would be a good idea to reduce or really cut it out, you know, if possible.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, just like me, I mean, it bumped me up for, you know, an hour in the afternoon when I got tired. But then there I was gaining weight and eating Snickers bars. So, so it can actually lead to much more exhaustion.
Yep.
And then for people that suffer from inflammation, such as asthma or arthritis or fibromyalgia, and we're seeing so many of these diseases these days. You know, researchers found in animal studies that the caramel coloring in sodas actually causes tissue inflammation.
And that was done with research.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
I thought it was interesting anyway.
Yeah. We know how you love research, Dar.
So, but do you guys think that perhaps, you know, the association with pop drinking and increased frequency of asthma in children and even fibromyalgia in adults, I mean, do you think that could be a sole cause of pop drinking?
I think it's definitely a piece of it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or we could just... have everybody try it for 3 weeks or find somebody that already is and ask them how they're feeling.
That's right.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, you're not?
Not me.
I'm
not going on that 3-week trial. No way.
No, I'm not either. But we know that when we ask clients in our office to say, hey, cut out this for 3 weeks, and they come back and they say, oh, I feel so much better. And that's kind of a proof.
And you know, the other funny thing is like 3/4 of the time they've lost weight.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yes.
All right. So we also know that even Alzheimer's disease is brain inflammation. Do you think there might be an association between Alzheimer's and drinking soda?
Oh, it very could be. Yes. You know, as a society, you know, people see the words diet or light or zero calories, and they get in their head that they can drink as much of that because, hey, it's not going to make them gain weight, they think. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting. You know, just the whole idea of zero calories.
Yep.
You know why do you know why they actually started labeling things zero and not just diet?
I bet there was a good reason. It had to do with marketing, I bet.
I did. And it actually, what it was is that men, they won't pick up products that are, say, diet. But if it says zero or, you know, Pepsi One or one of those kinds, then they'll buy that. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
They won't buy diet food.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's okay.
But zero's not, you know.
No.
So, and, you know, when people are getting ahead of them, the marketers, you know, I'm not sure we're making any progress there.
That's right.
But this is how, I mean, this is how unconscious people get. I just want to talk about this client that I had yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me she was coming in for inflammation that she had in her system. But I said, well, okay, now it says you only drink 2 glasses of water. She goes, oh, yeah, but they're really big glasses of water. And by the time we got done with our 2 hours, which is quite in depth, she goes, Wendy, because she was drinking a lot of pop also. She mm-hmm. says, I have a confession to make. That water I told you that I was drinking at the beginning of our session, I was filling my bottle with the light 7-Up because it doesn't have any calories. And I thought that was just as good as drinking water.
Wow. Okay.
Oh. Isn't it? But see, this is how unconscious we are thinking that's as good as water. And it's just not.
Yes.
So listeners, do you still believe diet drinks will help you lose weight? Research tells us that is just not true.
So here's the research, and it was reported in Circulation. That was in the Journal of American Heart Association stated adults drinking more than one soft drink daily, and this could be sugar or diet soda, they had a 48% higher risk of metabolic syndrome.
So what is metabolic syndrome?
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm. It's basically when you have excess abdominal fat, which usually, you know, leads into obesity, high blood pressure, high triglycerides, high overall total cholesterol, which puts you at a higher risk for diabetes, heart disease, and even stroke.
Not a good, not very good.
No, I don't want that either. Metabolic syndrome.
No.
Because human studies are so difficult, researchers are not saying that soda itself causes the problem. And I bet there's other reasons they're not saying that either. It could be other factors, such as people who drink pop also indulge in eating trans fats. But the big finger of guilt seems to be pointed in the direction of soda, sugar soda, and even more surprising to researchers, diet soda. Researchers were shocked to find the connection between metabolic syndrome and diet soda.
So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. Here's some other interesting research on soy foods from the Harvard School of Public Health, and that was reported at their annual meeting of American Society for Reproductive Medicine. In the study, men who ate soy foods and drank soy milk had a lower sperm count. The men in the research study, on average, were eating only a half a serving of soy foods per day, but had a significantly lower sperm count. Interesting, isn't it? So, if you have questions for us today, our number is 651-641-1071.
If you're pre-diabetic, insulin-resistant, or diabetic, you know that managing your blood sugar requires careful attention to food choices and eating patterns. At times, it may even feel like a full-time job. Do cravings drive you to poor food choices to boost your blood sugar quickly? Would you like a simple, healthy eating plan? Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped hundreds of clients successfully prevent and manage diabetes. Their clients have reported better fasting blood sugars and A1Cs, along with more energy and greater well-being. Following a balanced eating plan can also help avoid hearing and vision loss, impotence, and kidney failure that can result from high blood sugars. Nutritionists prepare individual food plans and explain what to eat and how frequently to eat to stabilize your blood sugar. Eating the right combination of foods diminishes cravings and increases metabolism, which helps with weight loss.
Nutritional Weight and Wellness, 651-699-3438, or visit their website, weightandwellness.com, to learn more about classes or individual consultations. Their offices are located in both St. Paul and Wayzata.
Got this in pocket. Got battle. I'm gonna use it. Intention.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutritional counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and Anna Durhock, who is just completing her master's degree in nutrition. We're so excited about that, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
And we are discussing the health risks of drinking diet sodas and eating fast food. Some interesting history about the use of artificial sweeteners. In the 1960s, cyclamates were used in soda and banned in 1970 because studies suggested they caused cancer in rats and mice.
And
there we go.
Saccharin was the next one used. In 1977, FDA tried to ban saccharin because of studies, again, showing it caused bladder cancer in rats and mice.
But along came the Trade Association for Artificial Sweeteners, and this was for the diet drink industry, and they actually spent almost $900,000 on public relations and over $1 million on lobbying, which resulted in the Congress stopping the FDA ban. As nutritionists, we believe that no artificial is really safe, and we don't want to wait for Congress to finally make up its mind.
No, I don't.
It's really everybody's their own personal responsibility for their own health. So if you want to learn more, you know, pick up a book. It's Marion Nestle's book. It's called What to Eat. And she really covers all this in great detail.
And we do need to know what to eat when we're stocking our carts at the grocery store full of chips and pop,
yes,
don't we?
And I think one of the things we were talking about before we went on break about this metabolic syndrome and how it is actually leads to obesity, high cholesterol, you know, all those things.
Diabetes and heart disease.
And heart disease. And, you know, we're not making this up. The Boston University of Medicine did a study on 6,000 middle-aged men and women. And the researchers found those who drank one or more sodas a day had a 31% greater risk of becoming obese. You know, and clinically, I've watched several clients who drank 6 cans of Diet Pop a day lose 30 to 35 pounds the first month after they stopped drinking Diet Pop. And more important, though, really, I think this is more important, is that they had less aches and pains and a better memory.
So we've decreased a ton of inflammation. That's what that tells me.
Yes.
We encourage people to stop drinking pop, but we realize for many people, as with myself, it's part of an addiction. So yeah. I know we have a lot of callers, Dar. So
let's take... Hi, Pam. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today?
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my question.
Sure.
I have recently, within the last month, gone off all pop and sports drinks.
Great.
And I've replaced it with water. And I'm drinking, like, 4 of those bottles of water a day.
Good. That
now,
sounds
my
great.
My question is, sometimes I get really sick of just the taste of water.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, I'll add in, like, the Crystal Light packets. Now, am I defeating the purpose of drinking water by adding?
Yes, you are. You are, okay. Actually, because that has...
I was afraid you were going to say that.
You know, I think another idea for you, that if you get tired, put just a little bit of juice in your water. You know, it's not enough to really bring up the sugar that much, but it changes the flavor. Go ahead, Wendy.
One of the things that I love to recommend for people, and I love using it myself because it's so pretty, and it is to take to get some just cranberry juice. Knutson's just cranberries, and it doesn't have any added sugar to it.
So I can just buy like a carton of, or like a bottle of.
It's a bottle of Knutson's just cranberries, though, not without the sugar. And then you take a 1/4 of a cup of that, and you put it in your water. And not only does it look pretty and taste nice, it also is really, really helpful for our kidneys and people with bladder infections and things
and
like that.
That's just regular cranberry juice.
Cranberries,
it's called.
And
that's a wonderful thing. Or the other thing is I love limes much better than lemons, and so I'll squeeze a couple of limes in my water.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to mention, too.
You can just get this stuff at the grocery store, I guess I've never had cranberry juice. So.
Yes.
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you can.
It's just there. And so that gives you some other ideas, but
you're doing great. Yeah,
stevia
you're
drops.
Doing great.
Flavored stevia drops.
Yep. I mean, there's lots of other ideas. So, but you're doing great getting off of the sports drinks.
Great.
And
I didn't even have the headache. I was doing 4 cans a day, and I think I went right from that to the water, so I didn't really have the headache.
Yes.
That people said, oh, don't you get a headache? And I said, well, if I did, I kind of just took a little nap, and then it was fine.
Good for you, Pam.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
thank
great.
You.
Good
right.
for you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
That's
bye-bye.
Great, because you really change your health when you get off of that diet stuff.
So we're going to...
That's wonderful.
Hi, Rose. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. And you have a question or a comment for us today? Rose?
Yes, thank you. I'm too one of those who have recently kicked the soda habit. And
good.
Splenda and all of those. And I have to say I've had fewer colds this winter than I can remember, in at least 15 years.
And this winter has been one that most people have gotten
more.
Yes. Well, I'm knocking wood as I say that.
Of course.
But I, too, have a substitute question for you. I've been brewing my own decaffeinated tea, and I've been adding the raw cane sugar, not liberal amounts, small amounts, and I'm wondering, am I defeating the purpose of giving it up?
No, I think that's perfectly fine.
Great.
Yep.
Great.
And it's a good, because you're not putting that much sugar in. You know, a teaspoon of sugar only has 4 grams of carbohydrates, and it's a good alternative.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thank you for the call. You.
That's great. I love all these people that are getting up and dying. Let's take another call. Woohoo.
Hi, Jenny. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question?
I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
When I eat almonds, is it better to have it with the skin on or the skin off? And why is there palm oil in my organic peanut butter?
Well, it's because palm oil is a very stable oil, and that's probably why it's in there. And it's one of those stable fats that they put in for, you know, they put it in good quality chocolates. And I assume that it's not a hydrogenated palm oil, and it's probably healthy.
Okay.
And then your other question was, skin on or skin off?
Skin on or skin off on the almonds?
Oh, I don't know that one. Anybody? Come on.
Well, of course.
I heard it.
I would say probably better is to skin on because you're getting a little more fiber.
Yep. Okay.
But,
in that skin, you know, just like when we look at anything made in nature, there's lots of nutrients in the skin and just underneath the skin.
Definitely.
So we vote for skin on, but that doesn't, we don't have any research about that, but.
All right. Thank you.
That was a great question.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. So let's just, we were talking just kind of before we took some calls that, you know, that any of this can really be addicting. And I got a perfect example here. I had a gentleman that was in my last nutrition for sobriety class. And he actually had what we called, and this is what he told me. He says, I've got a $10 a day Mountain Dew habit. I quit my alcohol, but I switched to Mountain Dew. But he said, I really want to come over and see you because this is not healthy for you, for me, and I want to get off of this. So, we work on that, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we do. We help. Sometimes we really work.
Yes. You're right, Wendy. I mean, we totally understand how addictive Diet Pop can be and other types of chemicals that we ingest every day. And we usually recommend, a good B-complex vitamin, magnesium glycinate, good amounts of omega-3s, and also something that DAR formulated. It's called Crave Control Plus.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back from break. But
everybody needs to know about Crave Control Plus.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, a company specializing in life-changing nutrition education. This week, we start our April is the month to start feeling and looking better classes. Our Weight and Wellness series of classes will give you the information and motivation to help turn your feel-good genes on. So if you have questions today for us, 651-641-1071.
If you're like me, you try to eat right, but the definition of healthy eating seems like a moving target. Should I eat low carb or low fat? The eggs and butter raise my cholesterol. Is coffee good after all? Don't rely on sound bites and infomercials for something as important as your health. You deserve recommendations based on biochemistry. Nutritional Weight and Wellness is offering FM 107 listeners a complimentary e-newsletter that is chock full of nutrition information and tips. The Weight and Wellness Way newsletter provides sound information and practical strategies from a nutritionist's perspective. Learn a natural approach to healthy eating based on real whole foods you buy at the grocery store. All this, and best of all, it's free. To subscribe to this complimentary Weight and Wellness Way e-newsletter, go to weightandwellness.com and enter your email address. Then watch your inbox every month for nutrition news and special offers that will help you look and feel your best. For information on other services at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, call 651-699-3438. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wyzetta, and White Bear Lake.
something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Anna and I invite you to sign up for the weight and wellness classes starting the week of April 14th, and that's this
next coming week. Yep.
I will be teaching the Friday morning classes in White Bear Lake, and I just love those classes. It's Friday morning from 9:30 to 11:30, and it's for 6 weeks, and it totally and completely changes your life.
And nurses get continuing ed
education credits. Yep. The last, not this series, but the series before, we had lots of nurses, and we have lots of nurses showing up, which is, being a nurse myself, absolutely wonderful.
Right.
But this last class, I had two young mothers with young children, and it was just so incredible watching the light bulbs go off when we talked about the sugar and the behavior and foods and moods and what goes on in your bodies when we do these things. And these mothers just, they're going, oh, thank goodness that you were here. And it's making such an impact for these kids. I wish my mother would have taken a class when I was, maybe I wouldn't have had all the struggles that I've had all the years if
I think,
my mom
know,
was in one of those classes years ago.
Right. I think we're making an impact not only on the mothers, but we're making an impact on their kids. And then
that's
going to change then, and then that'll make an impact on their kids, and it'll just continue along.
And my my dream is that hopefully someday we can even change the school.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm never letting my girls eat school lunches.
But I know you're teaching too.
Yes. I'm teaching at two different locations. Starting Tuesday, April 15th, which is tax day. Yay. I will be teaching our weight and wellness series, in the lunch series. And that will be for 12 weeks. And by July 4th, I promise you, you'll be a new person.
And that's a great class, isn't it? Because the people that take it's over 12 weeks, and it gives them all that time to make the changes and get those good habits in there.
Yeah, it's huge.
So where else are you going to be teaching?
I'll also be teaching at the Brooklyn Park Community Center on Monday night starting April 14th, and that's a six-week class, just like Wendy's. And I would love to see you guys there. So help you with digestion, better moods, cholesterol numbers, you name it. So
we also have classes in St. Paul. So we have a lunchtime class. We have an evening class. We have a Saturday morning class. And in White Bear Lake, Jeannie will be teaching the Thursday night class, I believe. And we have a class in Chanhassen. That's on a Wednesday night. We have one in Victoria on a Thursday night. And so if you want to look at our schedule, just check our website, weightandwellness.com. Or Hannah's on the phone today, so just call her at 651-699-3438, and she can answer any questions. Or
she'd love to hear from you.
Yes. Right. So I think because we have all the lines lit up here, Hi, Joseph. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi, gals. How you doing?
Good.
Say, I call you a lot. I apologize for that.
Oh, that's good.
Well, why apologize?
I've been eating the weight and wellness way for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And, Wendy, I already asked you about this, but it's still happening. I lost initially about 7 pounds.
Yep.
And now I'm stuck. I don't go anywhere. I don't lose anymore. And I got about 30 more to lose. And it's starting to worry me, like, maybe I really shouldn't eat all this fat and blah, 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 blah.
Well, Joseph, let me suggest something. Are you actually measuring out like a fourth of a cup of nuts? Or are you eating more than a fourth?
I'm probably eating more than a fourth.
Okay, then just start measuring out that. Because I think that's one area. Because, you know, a tablespoon of olive oil, I mean, people don't even a tablespoon of butter, you don't overeat those things. But what happens is people tend to overeat nuts, and then sometimes they forget the protein, which keeps their metabolism going.
Yeah.
And it's because we're so busy. But, you know, measure that out and make sure you've got 2 or 3 ounces of protein, because that's going to keep your metabolism going a little bit better.
You
and
know,
try
I
that for the
well,
next...
Well, and Joseph, I know Joseph well, so
okay.
I can say this. You know, Joseph, you do... It is. I really think it is about that protein for you, too, but I also agree with Dar about...
Okay.
I would even eat a few less nuts than a quarter cup and really concentrate on the protein with the issues you have going on.
Okay. You know, I can say that my mood is, like, incredible. People like me more.
Oh, that's, see?
I liked
awesome.
You. I liked you really good before, so I can't wait to see you again.
You know, I think that's, Joseph, that's, you know, I've actually had a client that she had a lot of migraines and a lot of other things going on, a lot of health issues. And she actually did not lose any weight for 3 months. And then suddenly last month she lost 12 pounds and she hadn't changed a thing. And so sometimes what it is, you have to get rid of some of these other things in your body and get your metabolism functioning better. And then everything works better. So, but, you know, try a couple of our suggestions, but we love your calls. So keep calling.
Yeah, anytime.
Can I ask you one more little question?
Sure.
Is cottage cheese a fully balanced meal all by itself? Is it a protein? Is it a fat? Is it a carb? That's the debate this week.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
Well, you know, we look at it as more protein. That's what we look at it. And so you need to add a little bit of carb to it and a little bit of extra good fat.
Okay, so if I cut down on my nuts but keep my cottage cheese up, that's okay?
That's okay.
Probably.
That should be okay, Joseph.
Great. Thanks, Gail.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Great to hear from you.
Hi, Jennifer. You have a question for us? Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yes, I do. I was curious to know about baked potato chips, how you feel about those. Also, Crystal Light lemonade.
Okay, who wants to answer that? I've been doing all the talking.
You go, Anna.
I can answer
it. Let's give this to Anna.
Okay, so baked potato chips, they still turn into a bunch of sugar. Actually, 4 potato chips actually equals 1 teaspoon of sugar.
So if you can stop with 4
great.
Or 8, you know, it's no big deal. But if you start eating more than that, that's probably a problem.
Yeah.
And Crystal Light.
And Crystal Light, same thing with Diet Pop. It's got aspartame in it. I would just stay away from it.
All right. Sounds wonderful.
Are you sure? No, you're a little hesitant there.
That's not what I wanted to hear, but it sounds
okay. Thank you
very much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
That's a great question. I love that. We've got people thinking.
Yes.
Hi, Marge. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question?
Yes, I do. I drink carbonated water.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering if the carbonation itself has any kind of a negative impact.
Technically, I think you can drink 1 or 2 cans of carbonated water a day, but it is naturally carbonated. And Wendy, you were kind of shaking your head. Go ahead and talk.
Yeah, well, I know, and I agree with Dar. I would say, you know, for a change once a day, but we know that it does affect our teeth and it does affect our kidneys some when we have the carbonated water. So I think a little bit of it is okay. I wouldn't use it as my main source of getting liquids.
Okay, all right.
And you know, the other thing is that naturally carbonated doesn't mean it has just a little bit more sodium. So, you know, again, like we said, if 1 or 2 cans is probably fine a day, but more than that is probably going to be interfering with some of your health. Yeah. So, but thanks for the question. So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company that believes real food is the solution to your health problems. Questions today, 651-641-1071.
Anna recently took the 6-week weight and wellness class from Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Anna, how are these classes unique?
First of all, the weight and wellness approach is based on real food, not on counting calories or on gimmicks like energy bars or weight loss drinks. Instead, the classes gave me the knowledge to make real food choices.
How has the weight and wellness class made a difference in your life?
In this short time, I've seen huge improvements. My energy's increased. My night sweats and hot flashes disappeared. And even though I was eating more food than ever, especially fat, I lost 5 pounds in 4 weeks.
Wow. It sounds like the Weight and Wellness series has really improved your life.
Definitely. Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped me take charge of my health. What could be better than that?
Classes start soon. Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or go to weightandwellness.com.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. As nutritional counselors, we understand that people need to support, need the support and direction to make changes in their eating habits. Right, Anna?
Right. We help people make changes one step at a time because we know that, you know, it's hard to change and you need to change slowly to make, you know, long-term commitments.
And I'd like to repeat that one step at a time because right. I think that's really important for people. It's like,
you know, we really understand that people can't make all these changes at once and they need support. I mean, it's
overwhelming.
Yes, it is. Yep. And I think that's been a misconception for a lot of people. They think if they make one appointment with a nutritionist, then they should know everything. Well, there's a lot to know and there's a lot of changes to make and a lot of support. And we were talking about a supplement that I actually created. It's called Crave Control Plus. It's all natural. It's made up of amino acids. Amino acids actually come from protein. And I put some B6 in there, some magnesium, vitamin C, and it really helps to reduce the cravings for soda. And it helps to reduce those really strong sugar cravings. And honestly, most people just need to take it for a couple of months, maybe a couple of weeks even. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just getting your body rebalanced and then you're fine if you don't go back to those things.
Right. The artificial sweetener in most soda is aspartame. Some people call it Equal, or it can also be called NutraSweet. Various health complaints have been associated with aspartame, including headaches, memory loss, MS, and depression.
Mm-hmm. And really, at this time, only animal studies clearly demonstrate the harmful effects of aspartame. But I have found a perfect use for Equal.
Yes.
I love it.
It is a great ant killer.
Ant killer.
I read this in Sweet Deception by Dr. Mercola. But anyway, we tried it in my husband's office, and he had tons of ants. And anyway, we just put a couple of little piles around the office. Within 3 days, all the ants were dead. So, mothers, anybody who's really having trouble staying away from the diet pop, it is adamant that you get off of it.
Yeah, we wouldn't go and drink a bunch of taro.
Well, yeah,
right?
No, we wouldn't.
So, and if it kills ants, what's it doing to our little kids' brains?
Yes,
and we see that all the time, don't we? We see moms pouring diet pop in babies' bottles all the time.
Exactly.
It's really scary.
Yeah.
So I think, again, it's a lack of good nutrition information because I don't know any mother that would intentionally harm their babies in any way.
And that's why I'm so happy when we see mothers show up at our classes.
It's huge.
It's wonderful.
So,
we got several callers, right?
Hi, Tammy. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question?
Yes, I was curious. Have you ever read the China study?
Oh, certainly have.
So, I mean, nutrition is very confusing.
Yep, it is.
You know, one day I saw Christine Northrup, and she's like, don't eat potatoes and rice. And
I think, and that's, you know, and I don't think that makes sense. And I think you have to eat some carbohydrates. You know, potatoes and rice, they turn into sugar much faster. So you can eat like a half a cup of rice, but not 3 cups like most people, at least most people here in Minnesota, but not all people in Minnesota. You know, we all have different biochemistries. And so how many carbohydrates you can eat might be a lot more than I can eat because I've got that diabetic genetics, pre-diabetic genetics. So I have to be very careful with the kind of carbohydrates I eat. I need to eat mostly kind of green vegetables and other vegetables more than, you know, potatoes and rice. But that doesn't mean that that's right for everyone. So, you know,
how do you figure out what's right?
Well, that's why one of the beauties of our program, Tammy, is we've looked at all that information. We've taken all that information and we do what makes sense. We eat in balance. Mm-hmm. You know, we look at Mother Nature. We look at how our bodies function and we eat in balance, our macronutrients in balance. And so, again, I think that's important.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, I believe in balance, too, but whose balance is it? Everybody's balance.
It's in balance for that individual person, and that's the clue. Because as we go through a health history, we can really tell what would be the perfect balance for that person. And that's what makes sense, because what is going to make that individual person feel the best? So, you know, and that's why there's no one perfect way for everyone to eat.
Correct.
Yeah, you know? Right. I know I've been to a few of your classes, and the month of February I was working with a personal trainer, and she was like, protein, protein, protein. And
well, you know why? Because protein increases metabolism, and it supports muscle development, and that's why your trainer wanted you to eat more protein to make more muscle for your body. And, you know, for that reason, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, then reading the China study, you know, they're saying we don't need protein like.
And you know what? I think that probably is okay for some populations of people.
Uh-huh.
But for most of the people, at least that we work with, they're under so much stress mm-hmm. that they need the protein to make the amino acids so that they don't get depressed, basically. So, you know, there's a lot there. You know, nutrition is very complicated.
Oh, it is.
And it's good that you're reading this stuff because
yes,
then,
absolutely.
You know, it gives you some background and understanding. And, you know, I actually saw the gentleman that did the China study, the research, at a conference speaking one time. And, you know, it was fascinating. But, you know, I just took some of his information, and then the next person was somebody that was talking about the paleo diet, which means
lots of protein.
Yeah, lots, mm-hmm. of protein.
Lots of protein.
So you take everybody's information and you learn from it, and then you know how to use it with individual clients. And that's what I do.
Could you please say what you said, the protein to make into amino?
Oh, protein makes amino acid,
uh-huh.
which makes your neurotransmitters, and that supports, you know, your serotonin and your dopamine, and that's what makes your neurotransmitters. And if you lead
and
a very,
your B vitamins.
And your B vitamins. And
very
if you,
important.
You know,
for
if
stress.
You're a stress life, you use up your neurotransmitters much faster. So, but we thank you for the call, and we've got to take a break here. So thank you very much for the call. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, a great substitute for soda is iced tea, and that's what I use all the time, without artificial sweeteners. One of the things that really bother me is when I go into these like holiday stations or essay stations, I can never find iced tea in a bottle without artificial sweeteners. So I walk out and I just get a bottle of water. But anyway, even an iced tea coffee with real cream mm-hmm. is a better option.
Yep.
For kids, just add a little bit of fruit juice to a glass of water, or, you know, put fruit juice in sparkling or mineral water is really a nice treat. So it has no chemicals and less sugar than juice. We'll be back in a minute.
We all strive to have healthy, glowing skin, but hormones, diet, medications, and stress can sabotage our best efforts. Remember when you thought you would outgrow acne only to have it reappear? Is your skin getting drier and more prone to rashes and irritation? Perhaps you want to keep your skin from aging prematurely. Your skin is the largest organ in your body, but often the most neglected one. Aging is inevitable, but the right nutrients can help your skin stay healthy and resilient as you age. Nutritional Weight and Wellness can teach you how to eat to create radiant, healthy skin and avoid aging prematurely. We help clients with eczema, rashes, acne, and other skin problems. Learn which foods protect and nourish your skin, along with the role essential fatty acids play.
For more information about classes or individual consultations, call 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com. Offices conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Great music today. Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We love your questions and we love your support for the show. We all have a great time having lunch with you on Saturdays.
We
this
certainly
is wonderful.
Do. This is always fun. You know, we really can't leave the topic of soda without talking about high fructose corn syrup. I believe corn is now $5 a bushel. And if more of it is being used to fuel our cars, maybe less will be used to fill the pop cans.
And people ask us all the time why corn syrup is so bad for us. And actually, a single 12-ounce can of soda has as much as 13 teaspoons of sugar in the form of high fructose corn syrup. So, and it's not just pop, it's hidden in. It's, you know, it's even in baby food.
Isn't that awful?
Do you know what is so disturbing? I went to get our woodpeckers some suet to put out for them for winter. High fructose corn syrup.
Oh, my gosh.
In bird food.
In bird food. It's like, get out of here.
So, but the average person consumes 31 teaspoons of sugar per day. Wow. Okay, that's way too much than our body actually needs to use for energy. So, I mean, if we're not careful, our kids get hooked on it, you know, even before they're a year old.
So corn syrup is used in products because it extends shelf life. Think about the Twinkie that has been sitting on the shelf for 40 years. And this is something interesting, too. Food manufacturers put it in frozen foods to prevent freezer burn. You know, it helps bread brown and keeps it soft. You know, the hot dog buns and the English muffins. Oh, you have to be careful.
We don't want any of those mushy muffins.
No. Because they actually have high levels of corn syrup sweetener in it.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah.
We all agree here that high fructose corn syrup is a problem. Dr. George Bray from Louisiana State University Medical Center found after corn syrup was introduced in mass quantities in our population, obesity rates doubled.
I think that's interesting. Obesity rates doubled, yes.
And you know why? Because researchers at the University of Michigan found that fructose is readily converted to fat by the liver. So it increases the levels of fat in the bloodstream, which are also called triglycerides.
Say that one more time.
Okay. So what high fructose corn syrup does is it readily converts converts fat by the liver, which increases the levels of triglycerides. Okay,
that's in your bloodstream.
In our bloodstream, you know, they store sugar as fat. That's not good. So
if you think about this, if your triglycerides are high, you know, maybe you need to kind of cut down on that high fructose corn syrup. And high triglycerides can lead to heart disease and stroke. So what you have to do is you have to look at the label, just like Wendy did on the birdseed. You know, don't. You're going to make those woodpeckers have high triglycerides. So don't buy products with fructose corn syrup. I mean, just check the labels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should we talk about Gatorade before we go?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea to talk about Gatorade. We have to talk about Gatorade because all the kids are now drinking it. Well, what is it? It's an electrolyte replenisher.
Is it really?
Well, I wonder. Let's look. Or is it water, sugar, and high fructose corn syrup sweetener? You guessed it. Sugar and corn syrup. 8 ounces of Gatorade has only 30 milligrams of potassium.
And that's nothing, is it?
No. A cup of honeydew melon has 600 milligrams. Gatorade has 110 milligrams of sodium. The same as 2 carrots, so I say, let's have some cantaloupe and carrots without any of that junk in it.
You know, drink a glass of water, you know, so at the end of a game, you know, drink a glass of water, give your kid a banana and some salted almonds, and really, they're really good to go from there. So we don't need those artificial drinks like that.
No, and we want everybody to look at, you know, is food causing your problem, or
is food the solution
to your problem?
So, Anna, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And great,
thank
Anna. This is fun.
And listeners, thanks for calling in today. Have a great day.